you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
pasta in Italy is different than over here.
Finally,
right?
Someone understands me.
She's in love with Machine Gun Kelly. Yes. She wants to lick him all over every single day.
She was being shady for sure.
You'll be eating mango too with the ocean as your backyard.
That's called too much Ciroc.
Yeah.
Okay. He actually talked about buying a Range Rover for Juliet.
It was like a bribe.
I can buy my own Range Rover.
Yes, ma'am, you can.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina is out, so we've got Lonnie Love back.
Yeah.
We love Lonnie. And we've got Hunter still here.
Yeah.
Hunter's here.
We got sexy mama.
Listen, you know what? Here's what I do, Lonnie. I care one day, I don't give a f the next, and then I care again. It goes in patterns.
Yeah. I like the white on white on white on white on white on white.
It is Wonder Bread over here. I am that white.
That's what her family albums look like, all of them.
It is. It's okay. We own it. You know me.
Love it.
Mayonnaise spoon by the spoonful. It's okay. All right, we have to kick things off with Gwyneth Paltrow, more white. Okay, she seems to have a new mantra for food I think we can all get behind. She posted herself drinking and enjoying some pasta next to a F your diet sign. Oh, edgy. In Barcelona. Is pasta on brand, you guys, for Gwyneth? Lonnie, I don't know your opinion on Gwyneth. Do you like Gwyneth?
I like Gwyneth, and I like this message. I tell this message to my doctor every damn time I go see him. I'm like, your diet, okay? And he's like, no, we can't say that. I'm like, okay, I'm changing doctors, but I love Gwyneth. And I think that it's positive, and I think when you're traveling, but you know, come on, Morgan.
Yes,
you know,
traveling.
Pasta in Italy is different than over here,
Finally,
right?
Someone understands me and connects with me. Pasta in Italy, you could have Italian pasta in Italy, that was well said, for 3 weeks.
Yes.
Not announced.
You're kind of like a poet.
Seriously.
Yes.
No constipation. Your jeans are fitting looser. Everything is better because it's not processed.
It is. I agree with that. I don't know if you know this. I'm gluten intolerant.
Right. Yeah.
And when you go to Europe as someone who's gluten intolerant, a lot of times if it's not too severe, you can eat all the gluten you want out
there. It's so true. They're just living under a different sort of realm. I'm all about it. I feel like people are all, because Gwyneth doesn't usually do that, she's making candles and vibrators and ingesting herbs to not eat pasta.
You love Gwyneth.
Are you shocked? To carry over the whiteness. In love.
Yeah.
In love with Gwyneth Paltrow in every step of the... And Jennifer Aniston. It's pathetic.
I think that it's important for us as women, Morgan, no matter what shape, what size, what whiteness, we all come together.
Agreed.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been saying that.
And let's eat the f*** out of that pasta.
Let's eat the f*** out of that pasta. Oh, my God. Pasta tonight. Look at, I love Gwyneth, she's fun. And you know Gwyneth smokes a cigarette anytime she wants. All right, she hides it, but she does it. All right.
It's edgy.
And sometimes it's hard to read tone online. We've all been there. Megan Fox commented on her ex Brian Austin Green's post kissing his new girlfriend, Sharna Burgess, saying, "It's been a really long time since I've been with someone I can truly share life with." Mm. Megan then commented, "But pulled down," meaning deleted. I don't know who says pulled down. "Grateful for Sharna." So obviously comments by celebs captured the screenshot. What I need to know, Megan commenting this on her ex-man and new girlfriend's photo, is this shady to you, or was she genuinely being supportive? Thoughts?
I think she was trying to be supportive, but I think someone called her and said, girl, and then that's when she pulled it down.
Mm-hmm. I think she was getting mixed messages, I think, agree. And yeah. She was like, that was not my intention. She's in love with Machine Gun Kelly. She is obsessed with that man. She wants to lick him all over every single day.
And I want to see them lick each other.
She's so hot. I'm amazed by how hot she is. She didn't work for 7 years, and she's still that hot.
Yes.
That's what happens when you don't work. No. Why do you think we're getting uglier?
Do you think I'm getting uglier in a really serious way?
No.
Okay.
No.
Not at all.
I worry about that. Every time I come here, I'm like, it's a part of me.
No, you're looking like Chelsea Handler more and more. The more you sit.
Young Chelsea Handler.
I think that's good. Yeah.
Okay. Young, no, by the way.
Yeah,
I was
85
so...
Chelsea. Okay. Not 95.
85-year-old okay. Chelsea Handler.
Okay.
I was so attracted to Chelsea Handler growing up. That was like who I was like, I can't wait to be a bitter white woman. Like, that's my career right there. So it's cool that you get to do it.
It's fine. Thank you so much for your compliments. Every day Hunter and I have a conversation about being supportive of one another, and every day we continue not to be.
Yeah,
so
by the way, I love you.
I love you too.
You're okay,
but
great.
The
I love
whole
you too.
Thing is, you know what? When it comes to exes, I just make a rule of not posting anything because people are gonna take it out of control, out of line.
Yep.
You know, so it's like sometimes it's best. Yeah, what he said may have been hurtful because he said it's been a long time.
Right. By the way, Lonnie, such a good point. What he wrote was so antagonizing. Yes. If you're moved on, boo, why the f*** are you still referencing your old ass life?
So can we all agree that hers was a little bit petty?
I don't.
I think she went like this.
So.
I think she went like this. Nice glass of wine, smelled it, drank the whole thing, and then went, good for you, Charlotte.
Look, when you put it that way, I see it.
1,000%.
I see it that way. All right, we're moving on to Diddy. He's motivating. Do you want to read that? He's motivating us all to do better. Please. He just posted an interesting, inspirational video with a caption saying he once woke up with 15 cockroaches on his face, and he said, hell no, I refuse to live like this.
You can do it. You can be whoever you want. You can be eating mango, too, with the ocean as your backyard. I ain't special. I just want it. I want it bad. You feel me? I'm not going to allow myself to not have mango. I'm hustling hard, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to put it my way. No, baby.
That's called too much Ciroc.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what that is.
He's having a good time. And that was definitely mixed with something he smoked a little bit of, which is the best in the daytime when you have to do nothing, or I've heard. I don't know.
You look at his eyes. Well,
yeah. Yeah, I've been there. I've been there for
times. Oh, yeah.
It's a nice time.
He, for someone who works in the music business, didn't really work on those audio levels.
No.
You know? Pretty hard to hear the guy over the music.
My thing is the 15 cockroaches. Like, really?
Right.
15? First of all, how much time do you have to count 15 cockroaches? You got one and you go, ooh! You
exactly.
Know, like that.
Exactly.
Also, how much crumbs did you have to have in your beard for 15 cockroaches to just want to stay there?
Also, on top of that, he's been so rich and famous for how long? What year was this? 1912? Like, you haven't had that happen in a long time. You've been rich for a whole while. Has he not?
Yeah.
A long ass time he's been rich.
Tell him, Chelsea Light.
Yeah, Chelsea Light! No! Lonnie, I'm going to scoot closer. Are we still doing pandemic seating? I'm going to sit on her lap. I'm done. All right. It looks like a second time's a charm because the Bachelorettes Claire and Dale are engaged again. I know you're excited about this.
I cannot wait to find out who these people are.
Yeah. Well, they broke up almost 6 months ago, and he's not kidding. He does not know who they are.
Either.
By the way, great. I can't believe I do. I'm such a loser. Okay. They broke up almost 6 months ago, and a source tells E! News, don't you love our sources? Tell E! News that they decided to give their relationship another shot. So, in your experiences, these two.
Those people.
In your experience, on and off relationships for you, have you ever been in one?
Yes, plenty of them.
How long did the longest one last?
3 minutes. Okay. And 63 seconds.
Got it.
You know.
That's
because he had a small and small don't make it with me at all.
Ever.
Yeah, that's why Hunty and I are friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it.
Thank you so much. I would like to say Lonnie is the only person who is willing to lie about my penis on camera. And I so appreciate it.
You know what? I've heard mixed things, so I'm with you. I'm kidding.
You've heard all positive things.
All the girls want Hunty, and then he's like, I always say, he's not going to go back out with you.
I went on a date with one of your friends.
You did?
Oh, two of your friends. The first one is the mom from a while ago, remember?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. And then the second one
was she older or younger?
Older.
Older than me, but only by like a decade.
She was older than a decade, older than you. She was like at least 13 years older than you.
Hunty!
Was she? She had such a youthful energy.
Anyway.
We're just trying to find one girl.
One girl.
For Hunty.
I want him to find love. And I think he will. And I think the second he does, he's going to settle down. And then it's going to be a whole new year.
And he's going to be crying at the altar.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's going to be the snotty cry, too. Mm-hmm.
You are going to snot cry. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are.
You are going to hyperventilate like a little bitch.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to see her walk down the aisle. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to see the second and third one walk down the aisle. I'm going to go, I'm a lucky guy. Look at these three women I get to marry. I look at my TLC camera operators and I go, hey guys, isn't that great?
All right. We have to take a break, but coming up, could you hold back an argument if it earned you a new car? Oh. Nope. Plus, we do our best to understand cat lovers. That's next.
Wow.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our dream car at some point, but just how far are you willing to go to get it? Sam from MTV's Siesta Key tells his girlfriend Juliet that if they don't argue on vacation, she gets a big surprise.
When we were all talking to Sam, he actually talked about buying a Range Rover for Juliet.
That doesn't surprise me.
Like, for what?
So they won't fight on the island. It was like a bribe.
Buy a Range Rover.
Here's what I heard. I was thinking I'd get you like a Range Rover or something.
Really?
Yeah. We should make a pack, you know, so that we don't fight it all the rest of the trip.
Okay. This is gonna be hard. We can do it, though.
Yeah.
You tell me that I can't argue with my boyfriend James, my head would explode.
Do you guys argue a lot?
Oh, we don't argue a lot, but if you put pressure like that, telling me that I would try to stop, because you know how it is.
Of course.
You know, you say you're not going to do it and you can do it, and then it doesn't happen, and you're like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, no, I would not. I don't care what it is. I can buy my own Range Rover.
Yes, ma'am, you can. Listen, I bought my own Range Rover, and not the small one.
Let him know. Let him know, Morgan.
You love that.
You know, that's the best part. That's honestly why my husband likes me, because if I had nothing to do all f***ing day and could not afford my own Range Rover, he'd be like, well, why are you here? But because I have to do, he likes to buy me gifts, because if he leaves one day, my life is going to not be the exact same, but pretty close.
Not going to be the exact same at all.
Not going to be the exact same, but... Men like women who have their own bag.
That's
let's
it.
Say. It's
That's
very
right,
important.
Right, Hunty?
That's why I keep going for Morgan's friends, yeah. You know? She's hanging out and she was on a show called Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
Yep. Shout out.
And the closest person I've gotten to being in a relationship with out of all of her friends is EJ Johnson.
Yeah. He'll go out with you anytime you want.
Oh my God, EJ and I EJ's like, are you sure you're not? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Show me your house.
Show me your house. All right. Love & Hip Hop Atlanta premiered this week, where Safaree and Scrappy share their marital woes with each other. Safaree even tried to pump Scrappy up in the mirror, but he got a little too personal with his motivation.
Look in the mirror. Say this with me, Scrappy.
Yeah.
I will be respected.
I will be respected.
I am somebody.
I'm definitely somebody.
I want my feet rubbed.
I definitely want my feet rubbed.
I want the gold leaves in the tub.
I want the gold leaves in the tub with the rose petals.
And don't throw my oatmeal out when I'm cooking it. Don't tell me my oatmeal tastes like cardboard and then tell me why I didn't make it for you after you just told me it tastes like cardboard. You just said it tastes like cardboard. Why would you want it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What you said?
Oh my God, what is happening?
Hi, Auntie, don't...
I can do this for you.
You do this for me already, but do it for me right now. Let's go.
Okay.
Give me some motivational.
I think we should do more motivational sayings. You know, just after today's show, I noticed that there's something about you and Morgan's friends. So I want to make you feel more encouraged when you meet another one of her wealthy friends.
Okay. Yes. Let's
so.
Okay.
Repeat after me.
Okay.
Okay. You are Morgan's friend.
You are Morgan's friend.
Yep. And I will f*** you.
Don't puss out now, little bitch. The camera's yours. Start from the top.
I feel like someone's gonna take this out of context. You know, you were one of Morgan's friends, and I will.
Yeah.
I got a little nervous, you know.
Oh, you did very well.
Sexy. That was like, okay. I like that.
It was a classy, sexy, non-intimidating, but open way.
Mm-hmm. I can say, you know what I mean? I can do it. Watch this. You're one of Morgan's friends, and I'm gonna f*** you.
That came out really easily, didn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone backed up
a
little.
That felt natural.
All right. Moving on. We've all talked a lot of shit about cat owners on this show. Sorry, Elizabeth. But will Netflix's new series, Cat People, change our minds? Meet Mosho, the dedicated cat rapper.
Ravioli on chill, yeah. Ravioli got a thrill, yeah. I'm gonna do my thing. Got these cats, hold up, he just need a snack.
Ravioli just wants me around him 24/7. He doesn't want me to record without him. He stands next to the studio room and meows sometimes, and I take it as that's him saying, yo, you was chilling for 2 days. You should probably make some music.
Yeah, we got a whole catitude. Yeah, we got a whole catitude. Yeah, I'm calling it catitude. All right.
Whew. Is that okay? What'd you think, Rav?
I feel like the cat.
I feel like
the
cat.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The cat was like, nothing puts me to sleep like your weak-ass bars. A lot of his lines were about cats, too.
He was trying.
He's into cats.
I do like, because I feel like a lot of hip-hop sometimes veers into misogyny.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But rapping about cats, I feel like, is the exact opposite.
And I also feel like if you are into cats, you are very into cats. You become obsessed with them. True, Elizabeth, or not true?
Yes. I think what they're trying to do on this show is make cat owners not appear so weird, and that doesn't help.
No.
This does not.
Did not happen.
Look at the poor cat.
This cat
go to sleep, baby.
I'm getting a lot of mange on this cat for some reason.
Oh
yeah,
my
not
God.
My favorite. Oh, God. All right.
Just stick to rapping about
yeah.
The other kind.
The other kind. Yeah. Wow. We have to take a break, but coming up, would you want to go on a date with your ex if you got paid for it?
Oh.
Fact, humans aren't perfect, and when you start pairing them together, shit can get really messy. So it is time for Sex and the City! Woo! Woo! Okay, first up, a college student tells Dear Prudence her ex-boyfriend has offered to pay her to go on dates with him. He's still in love with her, and she needs money to study abroad. It would be nothing sexual just to keep him company at dinner or a movie. She feels like this is crazy. What do you guys think about this? Would you do this?
To study abroad?
So she needs money to study abroad.
A woman
wants to study abroad.
Yeah, broads can be, you know, really.
No,
abroad.
No. She's gonna study out of the
you
country.
You led me wow. there, and I almost went. That's okay. Yep, I'm taking the money. Are you?
All day.
If you want to pay me, by the way, the fact that somebody's in love with her to that level, what's the problem? That doesn't happen a lot.
You know, because some women that means like you're a prostitute or an escort. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing. I'm taking the money because I could go study abroad.
Yeah.
I'm
and
learning.
Eat, you know, like that spaghetti and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, exactly.
To
going
yeah.
to España, hanging out, having siesta. Key. And eating.
Name one Spanish dish.
Paella.
Name a second one.
Paella with shrimp.
All right. Jesus.
Taco Bell!
Yeah, bitch. Thank you. Crunchwrap Supreme, ho. What is another Spanish dish, though? I am curious to learn.
Another Spanish dish? Tortilla de patata? Tortilla de patata is like, it's my favorite thing in Spain.
The fact that Hunter's a real person. Tortilla de patata.
De patata, it's like a frittata almost. It's really good.
Oh, goodness.
All right, and someone posted in the classifieds looking for a date to go back in time with them, but there's a catch. You won't get paid until you return, and safety is not guaranteed. Yeah. What time period would you guys travel to if you could? I don't want to go back.
You don't want to go back?
It's the different fashion for me. I don't want to travel. Like, I don't want to be in a long skirt. That would be a crime. Yeah, no.
Oh, I mean, you would look great.
You would look so good.
Okay, fine. I would go. Well, I wouldn't want to be Marie Antoinette because obviously she didn't work out for that head, but I would definitely go back to that time, maybe.
Roaring 20s would be good for you.
Oh, my God. So much alcohol.
I love
it. Yes. Roaring, I would go back. Those are beats. Oh, my God. I love that. Gatsby era. I love that.
I was just about to say, I would love to go back to like 1930s, 40s France, and I'd like to stay with all the artists that were there.
I would go back to 65 with Martin Luther King.
Oh,
and I'll beat some asses.
There you go.
That's great.
There you go. All right. One woman tells six brown chicks just how difficult married life can be. Waking up to surprise sex with an overweight, asthmatic man crushing me with his tiny, soft eggplant. Ew. Oh. Is not ideal. Working all day, then cooking and cleaning all night is killing me. He wants to have a kid. He is my kid. Help. This is like, why did you say yes, girl?
Because she said she enjoyed the wedding.
Oh, the research, Lonnie. Don't even.
That's good.
Holy sh**. You are reading? This is why you've gone far in your career.
It's a mistake a lot of women make is that they want the wedding.
Yes.
And then they don't realize everything. I mean, you're a married woman.
Yes.
You know, and it's like you married well.
I did.
And I think.
Who, me?
She, let's just be honest though. She's bad in 500.
You're lucky I don't know what that sports reference means.
I say do it until you get it right. You ain't never done it before.
Right.
So you cannot criticize Morgan.
And by the way, if you think you're not getting divorced ever. You're getting divorced.
I'm not getting divorced.
You're getting f***ing divorced.
No, I think probably.
All right. That is all for us tonight. Don't forget to set your DVRs or Hunter will haunt you in your sleep.
That terrified. Sounds nice.
Good night.
That sounds
see you guys
nice.
Tomorrow. Bye.